In March this year, the Foundation for Holocaust Victims announced that it concluded a compensation program for Holocaust victims. It had distributed over $4 million put in by the Czech state among some 500 claimants from 27 countries. However, an important chapter still remained to be addressed regarding the mitigation of property injustices caused to Holocaust victims, the return of confiscated art objects. The deadline for claims was originally set for the end of this year, but thanks to an amendment to the law, Holocaust survivors and their families may now be able to claim art objects stolen from them over 60 years ago, even after January 1st. Pavla Horakova reports.
A law first adopted in the year 2000 on the possibility to claim art objects confiscated during World War II stipulated December 31st, 2006 as a deadline for claims. The lower house on Wednesday approved an amendment to the law which abolishes the deadline. As not all eligible claimants live in the Czech Republic and know about the possibility to claim their property, the Jewish community had been calling for an indefinite possibility to claim, or at least a postponement of the deadline by 5 years. According to Tomáš Kraus of the Federation of Jewish Communities in the Czech Republic, only a fraction of the stolen works of art has been returned. He says that in cooperation with experts from the Institute of Modern History of the Czech Academy of Sciences, a multitude of objects have been discovered scattered around the Czech Republic.
This institute did a wonderful job in discovering an enormous bulk of archival materials about confiscation and about art objects. So together with the Czech Ministry of Culture, we have been able to put up on the internet a list of art objects which are still today in Czech institutions, that mean in museums and galleries. We have about 70,000 objects listed. So we think that the work has to be continued and that we should give the institute and the claimants, the possible claimants themselves, a possibility to go on.
Many looted objects are also known to be abroad, and Tomáš Kraus says a possible return would involve negotiations on the highest level.
There are some objects which have been looted by the Red Army. So we know about some objects which are currently in Moscow, in some depositories and some institutions, which is also a subject of further negotiations between the Czech Republic and Russia. We know about some other art objects which are around the world. Of course, this is a little complicated process because first the Czech Republic has to claim it, and then if we will find the possible individual previous owner, so maybe we could place a process of the return. But of course it needs quite a series of negotiations, and I think I'm personally convinced that it is feasible, it is possible, but someone has to start with that.
The amendment abolishing the deadline for claims for the return of art objects confiscated from Jewish owners during the Nazi occupation has yet to be approved by the Senate and signed by the President.
That report was by Pavla Horakova.